Let's start here.
Motorcycles are cool. And I've ridden on one time. And that was when I was riding on the back of a Harley Davidson, hugging the middle-aged man who was our permanent French substitute in the French department at my high school. It was not a cool situation, but even then, I felt cool.
Our brains are made of sushi? Wait a minute, are you trying to tell me that somehow spicy tuna rolls make us smarter?
Conservationists, environmentalists, and op-ed writers come across as smarty pants finger pointers telling everybody what not to do. What's needed are salesmen and women, persuaders.
This is WVXU's Discovery Podcast, Start Here, a chance to sample some of the more interesting podcasts and episodes from the over 300,000 podcasts available today. I'm Trip Eldridge, and as your podcast jockey, I'll bring you three podcast samples in each episode of Start Here, two from the exploding national podcast world, and one from the wonderfully creative community of podcasters right here in Cincinnati and the Tri-State. We'll also check out the hottest podcasts from the iTunes podcast chart. And remember, you can always get a complete listing of our favorite podcasts at Podcast Central on WVXU.org. Also, if you have a podcast you'd like to share or a specific episode you liked, let us know. Just email us or call us. Tell us your name, your podcast recommendation, why you like it, and why you want to share it. Our email is podcast@WVXU.org. Or give us a call. Leave us a voicemail, 513-294-8030. That's 513-294-8030. Okay, it's time now to start here. We begin with writer, actor, comedy person John Hodgman's unique podcast where he becomes a fake internet judge who resolves real disputes that are often very, very petty. We take a snippet from an episode where a 16-year-old named Duncan, who has his heart set on a motorcycle, which he hopes his parents will not only allow but pay for, is brought into fake court by his mother, Lee, who'd like to stop hearing about his request since she'll never grant it. Hodgman, as always, finds his way to the real issues that bring the two into court.
If you want a motorcycle, that's fine. As soon as you are no longer being paid for in any way, shape, or form by me, including life insurance. And since he's looking at very likely going to get a master's and will need life insurance from me until he's 26, then as soon as you are all completely and utterly on your own, do whatever you want. But until then, no.
Yeah, well, I don't mean to be grim, but if you were a villain in a story, taking out a life insurance policy the day someone buys a motorcycle, that's a good scheme.
Well, life insurance and health insurance,
right, gotcha,
is more what I'm speaking of. Yeah. Any type of insurance, right.
So, Duncan, you want to buy a motorcycle on your own?
No.
Say your thing.
So, currently, I have my car, or what they like to call the third car of the family, that basically I only drive.
So, why not sell it and get a motorcycle? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
The car is a cage of steel around you. And the motorcycle is an engine you are riding between your legs with
yes.
No cage of steel around you. That's the issue. But you want one, not because it is illogical to drive a Kia from place to place, because that's perfectly logical. You want one because you want one, correct?
Yes.
And you're not, and there's no reason for you from a cargo point of view to not have a motorcycle. From a cargo point of view alone.
Yes.
You have no need to cart things around to high school.
I mean, my book bag, but right. I can wear that.
But what you have need of is a cool thing to impress people at high school.
Yes, but it's more that I would enjoy the experience of riding the motorcycle rather than showing it off
yeah.
to people.
Motorcycles are cool. And when
yes.
you ride one, it feels cool. And I've ridden on one time. And that was when I was riding on the back of a Harley Davidson, hugging the middle-aged man who was our permanent French substitute in the French department at my high school, giving me a ride back from the radio station. It was not a cool situation, but even then, I felt cool.
That's comedian and internet judge John Hodgman with the podcast of the same name, a longtime favorite of ours, and available on Podcast Central on WVXU.org. Back on May 15th, NPR launched its first podcast for kids and families, Wow in the World, hosted by Guy Raz and Mindy Thomas. This weekly show invites curious kids and their grown-ups on a journey away from their screens, inside their brains, and into the most amazing stories in science, technology, and new discoveries. In this snippet, Guy reveals to Mindy a cool new theory about why human brains are smarter than other species.
One word, Mindy. Sushi.
Our brains are made of sushi? Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that somehow spicy tuna rolls make us smarter?
Well, not exactly like the beautifully prepared sushi that you might get at a Japanese restaurant, but more like the seaweed that wraps around the sushi.
So how did seaweed help us get smarter than other species?
Well, Mindy, scientists at the University of Denmark have also been asking that very same question. And what they discovered was that our early human ancestors probably ate a lot of seaweed.
Ugh, and they probably ate it right out of the ocean without even using chopsticks.
Well, about 2.5 million years ago, our human ancestors started to make their way to coastal areas of Africa, areas near the beach. And if they were lucky, they'd find food that washed up on the shore, so fish and oysters, maybe some clams, and any other sea creatures that washed up. But it's much, much, much more likely that when they got to the beach, all they found was a lot of seaweed.
Yeah, I get that, but why would they eat it right off the beach? It probably had sand in it.
Mindy, the reason, of course, is because it's edible, it's safe to eat, but also, you can find a lot of seaweed on the beach, so it was probably a quick and easy way for these distant human relatives to fill their bellies.
Yeah, but you said it made them smarter.
Well, that's right, Mindy. Seaweed happens to be very, very healthy and nutritious. It's full of things like iodine and taurine and zinc and magnesium and vitamin B12.
Hold the phone, Guy Raz. So what exactly makes all those things so nutritious?
Well, these nutrients are really important for human health. In fact, Mindy, whenever you eat healthy foods, you are probably putting a bunch of great vitamins and minerals into your body. They're invisible, but you can find them in many different kinds of foods. But seaweed, it turns out, is chock full of these nutrients.
Hey guys, did you hear that last story? Apparently seaweed can make you smarter. Do you believe it?
Well, I have eaten seaweed. And I am in advanced math, so yeah, I think it does.
I need some smarts. I would eat anything to get some smarts into my brain. This brain is boneless.
Well, another way that I get so smart is that I eat Smarties.
What about dum-dums?
That's a sample from the new kids and family podcast, Wow in the World, from NPR. Check it out now for your family at WVXU's Podcast Central. Now we'll shift our focus to a local production that you might have heard of. If you listen to WVXU, chances are you already know The 90-Second Naturalist. Thane Maynard is his name, and being The 90-Second Naturalist isn't even his day job. As the director of the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden, Maynard is passionate about spreading the zoo's teaching about biological diversity and wildlife and climate conservation. He airs his 90-Second Naturalist segment on WVXU weeknights just before the clock strikes 9. And as the title of the segment suggests, each episode lasts only a minute and a half, but don't let that brevity fool you. Maynard provides an encyclopedia's worth of information in the time it takes most of us to brush our teeth. Here's a clip from a recent episode entitled The Only Planet with Pizza. In this episode, Maynard takes a logical, reason-based look at climate change and conservation and how it's presented in the media.
What's missing from these overview stories is that while nations need to work on big legislative levels, conservation happens in small ways with better choices and options made everywhere, every day. Conservationists, environmentalists, and op-ed writers come across as smarty pants finger pointers telling everybody what not to do. What's needed are salesmen and women, persuaders, not preaching about elephants, but making the case that protecting nature is the only way forward for people. One example in my life is the comeback of the bald eagle.
The fact that eagles once again nest on the Ohio River has a direct impact on improving my and my family's health. That's because my drinking water comes from the Ohio River.
That's a clip from the 92nd Naturalist with Thane Maynard. Maynard is inspiring a new generation of nature-conscious activists through both fascinating facts and thoughtful opinions on the future of the environment. He's taken an uncommon approach to the task, presenting his information in succinct, to-the-point segments that serve as a welcome respite from the inundation of bad news and alarming facts that take center stage in the media today. That's the 92nd Naturalist, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Time now to turn to the iTunes top charts. With the debut of its highly anticipated third season, Invisibilia claims the top spot this week, passing the consistently dominant S-Town. Invisibilia explores the hidden forces that drive human behavior, challenging our notions about how we think and what we believe. Number one this week, and available now on Podcast Central. And a new podcast, Sworn, looks poised to rise to the top of the charts when the first two episodes released later this week. Sworn tells the untold stories of the criminal justice system, exploring both the legal and emotional aspects of major cases of the past. And we'll keep an eye out for that and other developments bubbling up on the iTunes podcast charts. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two cool resources. NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. The show features a peek at podcasts that feature vibrant voices, engaging points of view, and novel approaches to storytelling. And for a quick and powerful review of some of the latest podcasts, go to NPR's earbud.fm. They use a unique way to help you discover podcasts with categories like Brighten My Day or Feast for Your Ears or Serious Stuff. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.